Sometimes, boys and girls, people get saved in strange places and very strange ways. And sometimes people are right on the verge of doing some real bad things when they get saved. That was like an old man whose name was Klein. He was a real old man, and everybody called him Old Man Klein. And he was a wicked old man, and he was a hateful old man, and he had an enemy that was really bothering him. And he thought the best thing for me to do is get rid of that enemy. I'll get rid of him. So this dark, wintry night, he went along a certain road, and he said, I'm gonna lay there, and I'm gonna murder this man, this enemy of mine. I'll get fixed him once for all, and nothing's going to hinder me from doing it. I know just where he goes and what time he comes, and I'm just gonna lay for him and I'll kill him. So, he watched these nights until he knew just the road this fellow took, and then this particular Sunday, he knew he'd be coming by there, this man, so he went and laid there on the particular corner where he knew that fellow would be, in the ditch, and as he lay there waiting for him to come, all ready to kill him, he heard somebody singing. Children were singing. And he listened, and they were singing, Jesus died for all mankind, and Jesus died for me. He thought they were singing about me. Then he listened again, and this is what he thought he heard. Jesus died for old mankind, a crime. And Jesus died for me. He says, they're saying that somebody died for me. Here I am going to kill somebody, and somebody died for me. So he listened a while, and he was so upset, he went over where the children were, and some of the children told him that they were singing, Jesus died for all mankind, but that means you too. And you know, that old man, instead of murdering his enemy, he got saved that night because children were singing about Jesus dying for all mankind. And he trusted the Lord, and he was saved then and there. I hope you are, and if you're not, that you trust the Lord and be saved today.